Welcome to What's Up Woodbury, where we believe that a community is more than just a group of people living in a particular area. A community is made up of people, businesses, and nonprofits who are there to serve us when we need it most. Community is our friends, our family, and our neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your community. This is your Woodbury. I'm your host, Matt Johnson of A New Real Estate Group, here to bring you the latest and the greatest of what's happening around town. Hey, good morning. Matt Johnson here with the New Real Estate Group at Keller Williams. We're back for another episode of What's Up Woodbury. As you know, we go around town, talk to different business owners, nonprofits, charities, and the like to find out what makes the community tick. Because we believe that here in Woodbury, it's more than just a group of random people living together. It's the businesses and the nonprofits and the city and the different organizations that make it what it is so that we can enjoy the community of Woodbury. So today I'm sitting down with Steve from Third Act Craft Brewery. Steve, welcome to What's Up Woodbury.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here this morning. Yeah. The Third Act Craft Brewery is located down on the corner of Radio and Bailey in Hargis Parkway. Yep. So we're right across from the Healthy Sports Complex. That's behind the brewing bins back here, I guess. So
the other side, actually, people remember, I just tell them Jerry's.
Jerry's Foods. Yeah. Right. So what's your address then?
4120 Hargis. Radio. 4120 Radio. Even though my front door is on Hargis, don't ask me why that is.
We don't know how they do that. Yeah. But. Yeah. And then how do we find you online? Is there a website?
Yeah, you go to thirdactbrew.com.
Okay.
And it'll tell you everything you need to know. It has also the links to get to Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, awesome.
All of that. So
link it up.
That's a good site to start with. We have all our events on that site. I update it very regularly, unlike a lot of sites. And so you know exactly what beers are on tap just by going to that site daily.
That's cool. Very cool. So you know what, before you even get here, you know what beers they have for you ready to go.
Yep.
Speaking of beers, Third Act Craft Brewery, you're a craft brewery, so it's all homemade beer here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the brewing operation, what that looks like.
It's a typical industrial brewing operation. We get the highest quality grains from the big suppliers around the world. You know, if we're making a German beer, we use German grain.
Nice.
And if we're making an English beer, we use English yeast. So we try to stick to it. My head brewer, very good brewer, and he's got a ton of experience. He's been a shift brewer, a head brewer, a brewery owner.
Okay.
And I got lucky to land him. And he makes even better beer than I do, and I've been brewing beer for 40 years.
Wow.
So we make really good beer. That's what we focus on. A little weird in Woodbury, I get people coming in expecting a restaurant. I'm always reminding them it's a brewery.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll have a glass of wine. I say, no, it's a brewery. And so, but it's starting to catch on and people are figuring it out now.
Nice.
The focus is beer, but we do have some food.
Sure. Yeah. You do have some finger food type options. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, that's the important part to know is, aside from, I think, maybe some cans of soda, you make a root beer here as well.
Actually, I got some guys to do it for me. They're out of Arden Hills.
Oh, cool.
So it is craft. It is homemade. We don't do it here on site.
Okay, I gotcha.
But they have a similar operation, only smaller, and they make all these different sodas. Their root beer is awesome.
Right. Very nice. Yeah. I was looking at your beer menu here, Steve. I got to wonder, where do the names come from when naming a beer? You got Deep Dark Place. That'll be the day IPA. So hazy I could die. How do you come
They're
up with a beer name?
They're all movie lines.
Okay.
We're Third Act. We're movie themed. You can see the movie posters up there. Like That'll Be the Day IPA. That'll Be the Day is a line from John Wayne from The Searchers.
Wonderful.
And it actually was a line that inspired Buddy Holly to write the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the tie-in.
That's some excellent
background. I had to have that one.
Yeah.
So Hazy I Could Die, that's from Despicable Me.
Gotcha.
The little girl saw the one of the fluffy guys.
We
have fun with old names.
And so you guys are constantly brewing different beers throughout. How many different beers do you usually have in process at a time?
We try to keep 12 beers on tap.
Wow.
Now we're keeping 10 beers on tap, and we got something new. We're keeping two seltzers on tap.
Interesting.
Because we have a lot of people come in with their families who either don't like beer or they have to be gluten, they're gluten intolerant or something like that. And so we thought about it, thought, seltzer would be a good thing. It's almost the same process is making beer.
Gotcha.
And so we have hard seltzers. We gotcha. Have cranberry, tangerine, and peach. So we have.
Well, that's nice. Two especially caps. For the summer drinks, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we have people doing weird things with our seltzers. They're mixing them together. They're mixing them with beer. But, you know, once they pay for it, it's their beer. They can do whatever they want with it.
Well, and that kind of gets to the heart of brewing. I mean, yeah. It's a science experiment, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Maybe 10 years ago, I did a little brewing operation out of my garage for fun. So I got a little bit of understanding. I'm a science major, so I'm a nerd like that. Obviously, you said you brewed 40 years ago?
I started right when it became legal.
Oh, awesome.
I know it's dating myself, but I was a chemical engineering student at University of Texas and
okay.
broke with all my other friends, and we were sitting around, and I actually came up with the idea. I said, you know, we know how to break petroleum into like a million pieces. Why can't
sure.
we make beer? And so we all researched it and figured out how. And
right.
We made really bad beer for...
It's easy to make bad beer. I remember those days.
Yeah. Well, I was 5 years into it before I realized hops were supposed to be green. all the people that were giving us ingredients,
sure.
it was their cast-offs.
Okay.
Because there were no, back then, there was no internet.
Uh-huh.
That's how old I am. And there were no home brew shops.
Right.
Nobody was doing it, so
right.
we had to get our ingredients as cast-offs from the big brewers.
So you're just getting their leftovers, basically.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's
but then
crazy.
About 5 years went on, and then all of a sudden it became a craze, started in California.
Uh-huh.
And then they started open brew shops, and I thought something was wrong with their hops because they were green. And but then I started learning more and more about it, and
right.
started making really good home brew. And then I'm basically a home brewer, and I've been doing that for 40 years. Tommy, the head brewer, is your industrial professional brewer.
Yeah, he's actually
yeah.
schooled and trained and
exactly.
focused on that.
Although I did go through the schooling. I went through brewery school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's a year program out of Dakota County Technical College.
Okay.
Where you learn all the technology and science behind the beer.
Solid. That's
and
really cool.
So I did that before I even started buying equipment.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got talked into doing this, that's the first thing I did. I signed up for the class. I said, I'm not going to jump into this
sure.
until I know what I'm getting into.
Sure. So let's rewind quick. Chemical engineering student in Texas. What
yeah.
brought you to the Twin Cities?
My first real job out of college was working for Abbott Laboratories making IV fluids. And same equipment. It's funny because when I went to buy this stuff, I chuckled because I'd already bought all this stuff on with Abbott.
Right.
So, but then 3M moved into town.
Oh.
And that's the tie. They wanted somebody to help train their supervisors, and they somehow found me. And so as part of my day, I would leave Abbott and go train their new supervisors. They're building a new building, and 3M liked what they saw, offered
mm-hmm.
me a job. And
mm-hmm.
then I've moved all over the world with them. And we ended up here twice, and we liked it the most. I mean, we lived in Texas, California. We lived in Europe.
Sure.
But we just love Minnesota.
So I also heard there was a different business before Third Act, kind of your first
yeah.
retirement gig.
Well, the Third Act for me, it was Abbott Labs was my first career.
Sure.
I did that for about 7 or 8 years, and then 3M I did for 28 years.
Okay.
And then here's my Third Act, and it was kind of a funny story how I came up with it. I kept trying brewery names, and they were all taken. You wouldn't believe how many names are taken.
Right.
And I was just walking as I normally do, and I said, man, this is your Third Act, you better get this right. And it just stuck. I said, oh, I could run with that.
There you go.
And
perfect.
Sure enough, I was able to get it through. There was somebody with a close name, but we were
mm-hmm.
able to come to an agreement where I could use this. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So now your food options. I've had the pretzels. I've had
yep.
the pizzas. Very good.
Yep.
Your cheese bread. What else is on the menu over there?
Right now, that's what we've got. We're
mm-hmm.
looking at expanding it. Right now, all we have is the brick oven.
Yep.
And so we're doing the pizzas and the pretzels a lot. We're thinking of going, hopefully soon, to expand to add a bruschetta. And then the other thing is there's a lot of kids here. It's a family
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of adding maybe some chips where we can just give them a nacho cheese.
Oh, there you
chips.
Go. Yeah.
And
easy to pump out.
Yeah, stuff
for
like
sure.
that. So it'll be like that. But like I said, it's
yeah.
it's mostly just to take care of your munchies. It's, you really should be.
Well, being right across from the soccer fields, you
yeah.
know, all summer long, you got tournaments, lacrosse, football going on. It's a great place to pop over in between
yeah.
games. You got a huge floor here with the beautiful big glass garage doors. How many people approximately?
I sit about 150 in here, but then
the patio is probably just
we've
as
got
big.
Patio. I've got about I could get about 60 some odd out there, and
okay.
then we have the new game area, which would be great if you guys could show
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, the game area is excellent. That's a synthetic turf.
Yep.
How big is it?
Oh, I don't know how big it is. I know how expensive it is, but I don't know how big it is. It's big enough to do 3 cornhole games, washer toss, have a bar outside, and also another big area. And the nice thing about it is it's completely fenced in, so you can kind of let the kids run.
They can play over there, and you don't have to worry about them escaping.
You're standing there with a beer just watching them burn out their energy. And
got your landscaping in. I saw your sprinklers go down a couple weeks ago. So you're settling in here.
I'm about ready to be done with building.
With construction and building,
yes.
I bet.
Yeah.
Now, I had the opportunity to attend a Washington County function with their recycling program here a couple weeks ago. That was really cool. You shared how you worked with Washington County for your waste and your recycling bins. But what you said about your grains in that opportunity, tell us a little bit more about
that. Every time you make beer, you, you're basically rinsing some sugar out of grains, and you're left with the grains.
Mashing out. Right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So what are you going to do with the grains? Well, you could throw them away, but you know we go through over 1,000 pounds of grains a week.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a lot of grains to be throwing away. And so I started calling around right when we opened. I found a farmer who would pick it up and feed it to his animals.
Oh, there you go.
And
fermented at that point, so it's okay.
No, yeah, it's just been rinsed. It's just been rinsed. Although, if you let it sit in the sun too long, it'll ferment.
There's some cows walking around.
Yeah, walking around, kind of dizzy. Yeah. And I'm also partnering up with a couple of agencies in the Twin Cities talking about, you know, there needs to be a permanent solution to this grain thing because I'm not the only guy.
Sure.
And so we're trying to come up with lists of farmers that people can call on.
Well, that's really cool.
So they're not throwing their grains in their trash.
Kind of organize that and save on your waste bill. And
yeah, sure.
It's really, really
good stuff. It's a responsible thing to do.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, part of the community here in Woodbury, you said it's your second time around here. So you've seen the community back years ago as it was growing, and then now over 72,000 residents.
It's a lot bigger. We first moved to Woodbury in 1991. And we actually always owned a house here. Even when we moved, we kept houses and just had them taken care of. My wife has her own business here in town that should fly back and forth too.
Okay.
And so I feel like we've been Woodbury residents since 91, even though we've lived in California and Europe and other places.
Moving with work. And
yeah, really like it here. So we've been part of the community since 91. It's grown huge. This was fields back then. There was nothing here.
I mean, I've been here since 01. And, you know,
and it's changed a lot since then.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. Now, obviously, you love your restaurant, your business here.
Yeah.
Brewery, I should say, not a restaurant.
There you go.
They don't have wine. Where do you guys like to go out to eat? What's your favorite place?
You know, we kind of like Swirl and Afton Inn and that whole confluence there in Afton.
A cute little community. Yeah.
That's really a nice place. There's a few restaurants we go to in Stillwater. We kind of head that way because I have a sailboat and jet skis out
there.
So that's kind of how we go out to eat.
I'm a river rat too. So
I love the St. Croix.
Right on. How about any other hangouts in Woodbury? What do you like about the community most?
Woodbury, I mean, we hit most of the places in Woodbury. From fast food, you know, Cane's and Portillo's or Aloha are brand new places that we go to, but we also go to older places. We live in Wedgwood, so we have the restaurant right down the road, you know, T. Morris. And so that's real convenient. Angelina's, we know her, so we frequent that restaurant.
Wonderful.
So we try to support the community, and I wish I saw more of that Woodbury, you know, where people stay here and spend their money in Woodbury.
Yeah, you know, people think that there's so many chain restaurants, and there's a ton of retail, there's no doubt about it, but we have more locally owned businesses than you'd imagine. I mean, T. Morris, Angel, here, you know, we have quite a few, Solomio, right?
There's
plenty of wonderful restaurants and businesses that are locally owned, and I love to support local business owners because we're the kind of people that are going to be involved in the community and giving back and being part of the chamber and different organizations that just make it a better place to live, so...
No, I agree, 100%.
Any closing thoughts? Any words of wisdom?
You know,
anything you should try on the menu right here? That's
well, actually, the one closing thought that I want people to understand is, you know, when they hear brewery, they might be thinking bar. This is anything but that.
Very family friendly.
It is. You come here, there's kids. We have a whole rack of games, and that's kind of a cool story. That rack of games over there is stacked with games. I didn't buy half of them.
Really?
People bring them in and leave them.
Oh, that's cool.
And it just kind of keeps building and building and building. Yeah. And And people just use their own games. And
I see all sorts of Scrabble games. And
oh, there's a ton. There's everything from games for toddlers mm-hmm. to games for adults. And
very cool.
And then we do trivia nights on Monday. That's always a
okay.
fun thing.
What time does that start?
7 o'clock. And
beautiful.
You know.
How about your tap outside? When is that open?
We open that. We try to open that on Saturdays and Sundays.
Sure.
If it's a busy Friday, we'll do it on a Friday.
Okay.
So far people are starting to figure that thing out. They don't have to come all the way back in here to get a beer.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate you tuning in for this week's episode of What's Up Woodbury. As always, click below on the subscribe button if you want to see more of what we're doing here. We try to get out an episode every week with a local business owner or nonprofit. Do us a favor and share it too. Tell your friends about it, post it on social media. Make sure you like our Facebook group and on Instagram too. So we appreciate you tuning in for another episode of What's Up Woodbury. Steve, thanks for being here.
Well,
we appreciate
you.
Too being part of it. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Well, folks, that wraps up another episode of What's Up Woodbury. If you enjoyed our program today and are interested in hearing more, please take a moment to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to great podcasts just like this. Your feedback is valuable, so please take a minute to give us a 5-star review, and we'll be sure you are rewarded. Thank you again for tuning in today. We hope to see you around town.